Welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN. Thanks very much for tuning in. A record close for the Dow and S&P 500 again today as they both indices closed out the week with modest gains. To help us understand what's going on Wall Street and more, John Beaver is here, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So modest gains today. What's driving the market these weeks?
Well, we got a couple of things. Maybe the Delta variant isn't so bad. Maybe we're reaching a peak. We're, you know, a little bit behind what's been going on in Europe, but there's good news coming out of there. And the market seems to be digesting the idea of a Fed taper fairly well here. So we did make a new high on the S&P, 4,468.
It's encouraging to hear that they're starting to fade a little bit, the Delta variant in the UK and elsewhere around Europe.
Yes.
But tell me about the taper in the Fed. That's this phrase we hear a lot that don't really understand. Can you give me a 30, 45 second explanation of what the taper is?
Right. So first you have to understand what came before the taper, which is quantitative easing. And this goes back to the financial crisis. You start to have some trouble. The Fed steps up. They want to get money into the financial system. They do that through what's called quantitative easing. And really, they're just trading cash for bonds. So they go to banks and they say, give us your bonds. We'll give you some cash. They're actually buying them. So that gives the banks money to work with. They're doing the same thing with corporations even right now in the COVID situation. So they eased after the financial crisis. They tapered, which means stop putting money on the table. Then they tightened, pulled a little bit off the table. COVID hits, quantitative easing again, put more money on the table. And now they're talking about stopping putting more money on the table. That's the taper. And how are they going to do that? Are they going to do it quickly, slowly? Are they going to start now? They were thinking they were going to do it next year. But now it's looking like they're going to do it in the last quarter of this year.
It was a good day for Disney. I think they were up 1% after blowout earnings. Most of the majority of the S&P 500 reporting earnings are beating expectations, correct?
Yes, and they are lowered expectations. Remember, after COVID, companies weren't even giving guidance because they didn't know what was going to happen. So then they come back a little bit more cautious here on what the earnings are going to be. So they're making it easy to beat, but that gives the market confidence.
Typically, is it October that's a down month for Wall Street? I mean, what should be happening around September and mid-August?
Yeah, it is. So we're coming into a seasonally weak period of time here, and that is September and August. Now, it's not every year that we get a pullback, but it's pretty common. So we would certainly expect, a 10% pullback should be expected here. We had a little bit of bad news today on the Michigan consumer sentiment reading. It's actually a pretty big drop, 11 points, one of the largest drops ever, down to the levels back to 2011. So that's probably reflecting the Delta variant. But again, the data on the variant is pretty good. So what's going to happen this fall here? We're not sure. We've got opposing forces. We've got the seasonally weak period. Michigan consumer sentiment, not so good. We've got a Dow theory sell signal. That's a way of looking at the technicals in the market. So those are some negative things. We've got this meme stock phenomenon, which is also, it created a lot of optimism, perhaps too much optimism in the market. But there are also some positives out there.
John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, helping us get a handle on what's going on Wall Street these days. Okay, so tell me a little bit about, you mentioned earlier that maybe the Delta variant was easing or wasn't as bad as we thought. Explain that for me and explain the impact that it would have on the market.
Right. So we're looking at the pace of the increase on cases. And of course, when they're ramping up fast, you know, we just project that into the future and go, oh no, here we go again. But the mortality rate on the Delta variant is actually encouraging. It's better. I mean, we don't want to see anybody pass on from this, believe me. But it does happen. So it's better with the Delta. That's good. And we're seeing overseas on the other side of the pond, they've peaked and they're coming down pretty good here. So they aren't looking at months and months of increase. They're looking at about 45 days. So if we follow that same pattern, we're even seeing some evidence, maybe even today, that we're cresting over. It's a little bit early to tell. We need a week or two here. So the market sees that as a positive because the market's thinking, are we going to have March and April of 2020 all over again, where everything gets totally shut down, or are we going to remain open during the Delta variant? And it looks like we're going to remain open.
John Beaver is watching Wall Street for us. And one more for you then. The jobs, we had a great jobs report last month. What do you expect for the fall?
Yeah, so it should continue strong. We're going to have, you know, some more of the government subsidies coming off, which means more people looking for jobs, kids returning to school. Even if it is delayed a couple of weeks or a month, eventually they get back into the classroom. That means more parents able to go back to work. So we should have a strong jobs market into the fall and into the winter.
John Beaver watching Wall Street for us. Of course, he is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Great to talk to you again, John. I appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thanks.
We're talking Delta variant. What is going on in Florida? We'll go there and chat with Brian Enten coming up. First, Mary is watching the weather and traffic.